This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2VT Podcast. Study, Dave, and Steve.
What was that thing you sent a link to? It was like a mobile recording. It had everything built in one. It recorded it on the device.
What was the name of that? I can't remember. I'll have to go through and look it up again because that thing looks freaking awesome. And I want one.
It's like touchscreen too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like it's. I want to say it was touchscreen. It had like a sound. Whatchamacallit? Like a soundboard type thing. Yeah, there we go. Like a soundboard to where you could have like clips and stuff like that ready to play.
Yeah.
Like we could actually have our intro already loaded on. And so we just hit a button, play that, and then start talking afterwards and all that stuff that, you know, we have to do in post afterwards could just gets done.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyways, hey, everybody. Welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
I'm Michael. And we are sitting on the front porch of Casa de...
Casa de Sparky.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we deemed it the last time?
I think so. Yeah. We got me and Dave here.
A couple of dogs.
Got Cormac, his son Poncho, and little Goober over there, yellow dog. And I used to have Poncho and Lefty, but Lefty got run over by the FedEx lady.
Oh.
So it's Poncho. Poncho's just by himself. Well, how's it going, the song, Living on the Road, my friend? Which one died? Lefty's.
Poncho died first.
Yeah.
And Lefty,
well, in my story, you know, Poncho lives and Lefty got run over by the FedEx lady.
So are we technically in Ohio then? Since, you know, that's where
this is very Lefty far from Ohio.
To. Yeah.
It's one of the only days we can actually sit outside.
Weather's probably better here than what it is in Ohio.
I bet it is. We also had the very first inhabitant of this property.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Little Buddha frog.
He's watching over us.
When we decided to move here and build a house here, it was a briar's patch.
Yeah.
Was all it was, and these pecan trees, that one and that one, and these others were little tiny trees.
Didn't have any mesquites or anything like that?
Oh, no, thank God.
Yeah.
And we brought Buddha Frog out here to watch over it when we weren't here during the building and all, and everything went well, so, and we're still here.
Hey, I dig it. This is awesome. It is officially, like, just that way everybody else can be envious of us right now. It's officially 65 degrees.
Nice.
There's a light south easterly wind of 8 miles an hour.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah, I know it, dude. It's beautiful out here right now.
Like, I came out here about 9 o'clock this morning. Yeah. I was standing on the porch looking at it. It's had, like, a really heavy dew. It maybe rained a little bit over the night. You know, the grass was just glistening. The trees were dripping with water. Birds were flying around singing. And it's like I just had a moment where it was just beautiful out here, right? I'm like, this is peace. This
Oh, God, yeah.
And then this hummingbird flies up out of nowhere and right into my right eye, like this far away from it.
Wow.
I jerk my head back. Then he just like buzzes in my face for like a second and then leaves. I don't know what that was about. It's like nature saying, this isn't where you belong, so go back inside. I don't know.
Right.
Scared me. I thought it was a bee at first.
You
so
screwed
quick.
Up our Cinderella moment, you butthole.
Yeah. Yeah.
You come outside and there's like rats and toads and stuff like that. Turtles all singing together and stuff.
Well, Dave.
Yeah.
Anything exciting happening this week?
None that I can think of. Man. Oh, wait. Celebration is happening
Star
this week.
Star Wars.
In fact, like, I'm...
Or as my wife's called it, his Star Wars thing.
That's what everybody says.
Dave's going to that Star Wars thing.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. You know, even at work, like, I was, you know, Friday at work was... I definitely didn't want to be there. And right now, we just don't have anything. Like, we've got a ton of work, but it's not coming out, like, it's not coming out of the cut and coat area, right?
Yep.
And so... Like, I'm sitting there just kind of, like, piddling around, doodling, like, getting up, walking around, talking to people and stuff like that. And, you know, everybody keeps going like, so your Star Wars thing is this next week, isn't it? Your little Star Wars
thing
you go to this next week is, it's already time for that again. Yeah, it's been 2 years since the last one. So yeah, it's time for that again. Oh, well, you'll have fun. Well, yeah, I'm going to have
fun.
Yeah,
you're gonna have fun.
Yeah, it's like, it's the best I always like explain it to people. Like, it's like, if you're even a little bit of a Star Wars fan, like, you need to go.
It's like a Muslim is supposed to once in his life
go to
Mecca,
yeah,
the pilgrimage to Mecca, you know,
yeah.
Or I guess if Catholic, maybe you want to go visit the Vatican just once,
yeah.
Or if you're Southern Baptist, go to Georgia and get some Kentucky Fried Chicken in Georgia. Or something. I don't know what.
No. Kentucky Fried Chicken in Georgia. You go to the first ever Chick-fil-A is what it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That makes very, yeah. That's very, that's exactly the right thing.
And the only reason why I thought of that is because you said Georgia. So I was like,
yeah.
And we're recording on Sunday, so there's no Chick-fil-A today. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can't get your waffle fries.
Oh, the spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich is the best.
It's just so expensive, dude.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
But so every once in a while, you treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
You're going to be treating yourself this week.
I treat myself to Whataburger instead of Chick-fil-A, though.
Are there Whataburgers in Chicago?
No, unfortunately.
It probably wouldn't be good.
I'm going to this one place called Kuma's Corner.
Uh-huh.
It's a burger joint, right? But it's all like metal inspired. Like, as you guys know, I like metal. And like some of the burgers that they have, they're all like metal named. Like one of them is the Pantera burger. And
it's got
apple
with
smoked bacon. No, I haven't. I've never been. And a buddy of mine I was talking to, he's one of my Bothan spies. I think he works at Target. And he was telling me, I was telling him, you know, I was like, oh, dude, going to Celebration. I see him at a couple of metal shows and stuff like that or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't know him until I started going to Target and kind of talked to him at Target because he was a dude that like ran like the electronics and the toy department and stuff. And then come to find out, run into him at like metal shows and stuff like that. So he's kind of like one of those friends that you see
every
once in a while, but not like super close friends.
Not
or
like
whatever.
You're going to be sending him postcards.
No,
or
not
like
going to be
you're
like just taking pictures and sending texts and stuff like that, but like an acquaintance type.
But you kind of expect to see him at places.
Yeah, exactly. And like he was telling me, I was telling him, you know, I was going to Celebration, going to Chicago and stuff. And he's like, oh, you got to go to Kuma's Corner. You know, and I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, it's like a metal-themed restaurant where they've got, like, big, I guess, like a big projection, like, TV on the wall or whatever. Like, I say projection TV, but that's old school. Like, a projector playing, like, music videos and stuff like that on the wall, and everything's, like, metal-inspired and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty cool, man.
Kuma's Corner.
Oh, man, I think I can pull it up real fast.
Oh, K-U-M-A.
Yeah,
K-U-M-A's Corner.
Yeah, can
it's right there. There's two locations.
Yeah,
one on the West Loop, and I guess the other one is more close to 290 and 90.
Yeah, it says
that's the West Loop. A is a.
Yeah, it's well. They've got one in Indianapolis, I guess. Also,
The corner of Belmont and Francisco Avenues. Yeah.
They said their thing is harshing your mellow since 2005. Our ethos is simple. Support your community, eat beef, bang your head. like,
so there's a Pantera burger.
There's
which,
a Pantera
of course,
burger.
I'd like, immediately I'm like, I got to have that. But I bet they have an Aussie one.
Oh, dude, they have the famous Kuma, the Black Sabbath, which is a chili pepper jack, red onion, black, and blackening spice. Goat snake, which is goat cheese. High on Fire, which is roasted red peppers, prosciutto, grilled pineapple, sweet chili paste, sriracha hot sauce.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And these are burgers, by the way. The Iron Maiden, which is avocado, cherry peppers, pepper jack, chipotle mayo, lettuce, tomato, and red onion, which actually sounds pretty
that
damn good.
That all sounds good.
Yeah. The Led Zeppelin, apples, applewood smoked bacon, barbecue pulled pork, cheddar, and pickles.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right. The Mastodon, which is applewood smoked bacon, cheddar, frizzled onion. I don't know what the heck frizzled onion is. Barbecue sauce. The Metallica, which is, again, applewood smoked bacon, buffalo sauce, blue cheese dressing, lettuce, tomato, red onions. Pantera. Yeah, dude. This is what I'm probably going to get just because, like, it sounds like a really good burger, but then it's also Pantera at the same time.
Right.
So, cheddar, Monterey Jack, applewood smoked bacon, roasted poblano pepper, tortilla strips, and house-made ranchero sauce.
Only thing I could do with that was a poblano pepper probably.
Yeah, I don't like poblano peppers, man. I don't like peppers that don't have heat to them.
Right.
Like, the bell pepper, you keep that. That's an imposter. And then the poblano, it's kind of like, it's almost an imposter, but it's not as bad as the bell pepper is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan. And they even have like the Slayer burger, but they've got like a ton, dude. Like,
oh, what's on that?
The Slayer burger is a 10-ounce burger on a bed of fries, chili caramelized onions, andouille, cherry peppers, Monterey Jack, scallions, anger.
Oh, God. Yeah. That all sounds good,
yeah,
though.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, and then they have sandwiches. Like, the names of the sandwiches are Pig Destroyer, Hate Break, APMD, which I'm not sure. Oh, it's Applewood. Yeah, it's bacon. Well, it's Applewood smoked bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, sriracha, aioli, and Sea Beast. Yeah, so all their stuff just has, like, those epic metal names. So,
I dig it.
Yeah, I dig it. This podcast is not sponsored by Kuma's Corner.
Not sponsored by Kuma's Corner. And then there's that Star Wars burger joint down south of Fort Worth.
It's actually, I think it's in like Killeen or something okay. like that. Down there around like.
See, I saw it on my favorite TV show, Texas Bucket List. He visited it and it looks like just a little tiny joint. And the guy just loves Star Wars. So yeah. He just made it all. It's not like called a Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because he's not licensed, but everything's Star Wars themed. Yeah. Burgers
like,
and,
I've seen pictures of the place, and it has like a bunch of Star Wars decorations. Yeah. Like pictures and stuff like that. Like, it doesn't look like you're walking into, like, that's kind of what I wanted to do. And then somebody started that, it started as like a flash, like bar type thing or whatever. What do they call that? Where it's like
pop up.
A pop up. Yeah. Where it would just pop up. They'd set up and pop up. And I think it's now like a regular thing. And it's like the cantina or whatever. So like actually like designed like the cantina in Tatooine.
That's cool.
Me and my buddy Ashley, that's one of the people that's going with me to a celebration. He and I had this idea a long time ago to where you have like a restaurant and different sections of the restaurant is themed. And it's all Star Wars, so you could go set in Hoth or Tatooine or like, you know, or different movies. So you could do like Empire Strikes Back and then A New Hope and then Return of the Jedi and then whatever others.
The ice cream bar.
Yeah, the ice cream bar could be there in Hoth, of course.
Yeah.
And you know, you want to eat a salad, then you get set over an indoor or whatnot.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Speaking of...
you're feeling adventurous and feel like being a cannibal or something like
I
that.
I wasn't able to go get the bobblehead I found.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be available because...
I'm sure it is. Where was that at?
It's over here in Bowie.
Oh, okay.
But I did get you this.
Oh, awesome.
Episode 1 from Taco Bell, Phantom Menace.
That's cool.
And I guess that was like kind of where they had a little meal for kids or something in it. And there's a surprise inside.
Yeah, this was the... They had the little... Episode 1.
That's a still jar. In its
still wrap. in plastic.
There you go.
That's pretty awesome. Thank you, sir.
You can throw him in your gear and take him with you to Star Wars Celebration.
Oh, my God. His tongue shoots out. Move the figure's arms to make his tongue stick out. This bag is not a toy. Please dispose of it properly.
Well, when I saw it sitting on that's the beauty of my, I call it treasure hunting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cause you go into these places and more, it's kind of like an antique shop, but really it's just kind of like a consignment store where people rent these little booths and there's no telling what and sitting in amongst all this, like boots and shoes and shirts and stuff was this box. And I'm like, that's a piece of trash sitting there. And I look closer. It's got Star Wars on it. I'm like, it looks kind of beat up. What is it? And then I looked in there, and there's Jar Jar. I said, I got to get that. I got to bring Jar Jar home for Dave.
That's amazing. I'm probably actually going to take him out of the bag whenever I get home because I got to make the tongue thing happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even kidding around. Yeah, that's whenever episode 1 was going on or starting to come out, they had, like, all those promotions all over the place. And one of them was the Taco Chicken Hunt, which is KFC, Taco Bell. Well, Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut. And, like, I always call them the Taco Chicken Hut because you could drive the place where I – worked at the time, there was actually a restaurant there that was Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut, all in the same store.
Oh, yeah.
So we called it the Taco Chicken Hut. So it just kind of like has stuck. So anytime you talk about that place, it's the Taco Chicken Hut. So anyways.
Sounds like the perfect restaurant.
It kind of like made my mouth water there.
One thing that's missing is Thai food.
Oh, dude.
They could put that next door.
That's what I always said. Like, man, like, I would like to start like a weird, like, all-you-can-eat buffet type place that where you could go in and get, like, a burger if you wanted to or some Chinese food or pizza all at the same place. Because, man, especially, like, in a place like Denton or whatever with the bars and the college town and stuff, you stay open to, like, maybe 3:30 or whatnot. People getting out of the bars, they're hammered. What do they want?
Grease.
grease. So you have your fried chicken, you have your Chinese food, Thai food, your burgers, your pizza or whatever. Dude, yeah. You could probably make a killing.
Well, heck yeah.
And then kill a lot of people at the same time from cardiac arrest, from blocked arteries and stuff.
Well, heck yeah.
Anyways, what this is from, yeah, this is from the Taco Chicken Hut whenever the episode one was coming out, man. That's freaking awesome. It's got Boss Nass on the side.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Thank you, sir. That's really neat. Yeah, they also did the cup toppers. I've got one of the cup toppers at the house.
Oh, yeah?
That was Darth Maul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I need to find a place. That's the good thing about him is that he can go in there and he's going to take up small space.
Yes.
The Darth Maul cup toppers on one of the cups, and he's big, and his mm-hmm. was a big like fountain drink cup or whatever. And he's in the kitchen. I've got him. I'll have to show him to you next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, dude. Thank you. That's really cool.
So you're getting up really early on Tuesday.
Tuesday, my flight leaves at 6:50. So it should be a cool flight, though. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it because I've never flown out.
Got your seat where you got the leg room.
I got my seat where I've got the leg room. It's kind of neat because there was, I think it was the, wish the boss Steve was here. Not your boss, but our boss.
Oh, yeah.
Steven was here. But because I think it was the flight with him whenever he and I went to Orlando, because in 2012, he and I went to Celebration Orlando, Celebration 6. And our flight, we get on our flight, and Peter Mayhew was on our flight.
No way.
Yeah, and he was actually sitting in the seat that I'm going to be sitting at this time around, which is aisle seat right there at the bulkhead, so that way I've got place to stick my legs.
He definitely has to. I bet he has to have that every time.
Oh, yeah, just about. Well, I mean, like his knees and hips and stuff like that in such bad order anyways, I don't see how the devil he could fold up into the regular...
He lives here in Texas.
Yeah, he lives in Azle.
In fact, one of our aunts is a home health care, and she's visited him several times. His parents, she's probably shouldn't be saying this, she's actually had to go there and pay calls to his family.
Oh, really?
So she's like, oh, yeah, I know him.
Really? That's mm-hmm. cool. Yeah, I knew that she was... the home health and had gone over there a couple of times because that's what she told me at one of the mm-hmm. the family get-togethers. She's like, that guy that played Chewbacca.
Yeah, I know Chewbacca. He's real nice.
That's kind of exactly how she sounds.
Yeah, pretty close to it. Yeah, I had to stop and look around there for a second.
I mean, she's only like an eighth of a mile away from here, so we could get her on here, sit her down. She'd talk.
Yeah, her ears are probably perking up right now. I was kind of hoping the boss would come out and join you, man.
She might. They're in there watching Sabrina. They're Satanists today.
How do you do that?
I don't associate with them when they're watching that devil's show.
The devil's show. Man, your irises are blooming.
Everything's blooming. Everything's pretty.
I know. And my irises are starting to come out also. I saw them.
3 months, it'll just be a wasteland of yellow and death.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the same here. It's got to be a pain in the butt to mow all that, though.
It is. It's an acre fenced in.
Well, that and you got like all those little islands. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. It looks great. It looks awesome. I love it. And I would like for my yard to look like that, but to have to mow around all that crap's going to be a pain in the butt.
I love my wife.
Oh, does she mow it?
No, I mow it. And I mow it without complaint because I love my wife.
Yeah.
And she has made this. It was literally nothing. And she's turned all these trees, except for, like I said, the two big pecan trees and those two over there. Everything out here we planted. She's planted.
That's cool. Oh, there's redbird.
Got a Japanese maple over there. Rose bushes out there. A silver leaf maple over there. Rose bush, yeah. That tree over there, this is really boring to anybody because no one can see it.
Who cares?
Oak tree there, surrounded by the little Andorra junipers growing on this side of it.
You're talking about the one with the string tied to it?
On this side of that bird
okay,
bath.
Okay, yeah.
That little tree was this big.
Oh, wow.
And I dug it up over the hill over here.
Yeah.
The taproot went down like a foot and a half.
Isn't that crazy?
So I dug the whole thing up, moved it. 4 years ago, and that thing's just thriving.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy how deep those taproots can go?
Oh, yeah. I finally gave up.
Yeah.
I dug as far as I could reach my hand into the ground.
Oh, wow.
My arm.
Yeah.
That's how far I dug the taproot.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah.
And that's how big the taproot was for a little tiny, and I'm not kidding, from the ground to height, it was about a foot tall.
Yeah. It's like mine, like I get those, I've never seen a tree that burns more baby trees in my entire life than the one in my backyard. Like, I've got the one pecan tree, and then I've got the one, I think it's a maple, that does the real stringy, like, seed pods or whatever. Yeah. And, like, it, you know, the wind changes direction, and you can just see all the yellow dust mm-hmm. just come flying off of it, all the pollen come flying off it. Well, anyways, dude, that thing puts out so many small trees, like, it's insane, man. Like,
must feed off the roots and just spread.
I don't know, man, because they'll pop up in like my flower garden and stuff like that. And I've tried, like, because I don't want to cut them down. I don't want, you know, and this is the ones that I actually see that's like not growing in the yard or whatever, because whenever I mow, it just like, I don't look to see what I'm mowing over. I just mow it down.
Yeah.
But like, I tried to save, you know, a bunch of them or whatever. Like, I actually dug up like, I think like 8 of them one time, and I was giving them out to friends and all like this crap, you know, like, hey, you want a tree?
Yeah.
And like, none of them lived. And it's
really?
Just because, well, and it's just because I didn't dig down far enough on the taproot like, dude, it was like, they were seriously maybe 6 inches tall. One of our first dug them out, and now that I got like special little pots for them and, you know, soil and just, nope, couldn't keep one of them alive.
I used to do landscaping, and one of the jobs, the hardest jobs we ever, some of the hardest jobs we ever did was transplanting trees, because it was just a total crapshoot. There's no guarantee when you, because it's the shock of it for the plant is just really harsh.
I bet so. Like, I never really thought of it like that. But yeah, dude, I bet so that it's like, you know, you got some big galoot just like digging you out of the ground and then placing you in a pot and then going to throw you in a different area. And I'm kind of wondering if it's like, I'm sure this is like just riveting for somebody to listen to, but I wonder if it's kind of like with fish. Like, you know how, like,
the shock of moving a fish from, like you catch it.
Well, not even just catching it, but, like, whenever you go to the pet store and buy a fish, and then you take them, and, you know, you've got them in the little bag, and you're supposed to let them dangle in the bag inside the water, so that way the temperature of the two waters even out and blah, blah, because you're supposed to let them sit there for, like, 45 minutes to an hour or something like that before you open the bag up and pour them into the rest of the tank or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, to acclimate them to the...
Yeah, to acclimate them to the temperature and all, like, this crap or whatnot, so... Yeah, I just kind of wonder if it's something like that. I wonder if it's something that could be like the pH balance and like the ground and all like this crap.
I'm sure somebody listening knows about fish.
Yeah.
But let's get back to what people really want to hear.
Yeah, what Michael did yesterday.
No, Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars.
You're going to be on the plane. You're going to fly to Chicago.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be amazing.
And you're going to land in Chicago. You're going to get your gear. Are you carry on or do you check?
I check. I carry a big bag whenever I go to these things, just for the purpose of being able to bring home as much as what I possibly can and not have to worry about, like, oh, well, do I have to go to the, like, because a lot of these convention centers will have, like, a FedEx store inside of them or whatnot, and then you can ship your stuff home. Like, I had a Celebration 6, the one with Steven, I bought a poster tube thing, and it's a really cool poster tube. It looks like a lightsaber. And it's Acme Archives was selling it, and got this really awesome poster tube and got some art and stuff like that. But I had no way of getting this poster tube home because it wouldn't fit in. It was bigger than my bag and all like this. So I had to take it to the FedEx store there inside the Orange County Convention Center and ship it. And, well, of course, they're going to charge you a premium because it's the Orange County Convention Center and stuff like that. It's their, like, whatever site, whatever you want to call it. And it's like, dude, like, the insurance and all like this crap, it was close to $200 for me to ship that home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And some of that was the premium, some of that was the insurance and all like this crap, dude. It was just stupid. Like, it was absolutely ridiculous. So now I just try to, like, get as much stuff as what I possibly can and, like, cram it into my bags or whatever. And if I've got friends, I'll be like, hey, can you carry this home with you? Like, my friend Marianne that's going with us, she and her sister drove to Orlando to the last one in 2017.
That's a drive, too.
Yeah. Oh, so I wouldn't want to make that drive. Like, yeah. I just fly.
We did it once.
Yeah.
And it is a 2-day drive for us.
Yeah. I don't see how anybody, I mean, I'm sure you could do it in a day if you really just, like,
no, you could,
you know,
mathematically, barring any accidents or, you know, traffic or anything, you could do it in a day. But
what is that, like 16 hours or
something like that? It's brutal. We didn't do it just because we had two kids with us. And I kind of like to stop and see different
places. Oh, yeah,
man.
Get out and stretch your legs for a little bit. Like, you could do it and, like, you know, do the iron butt thing and, like, just grunt it out, you know. But nobody likes doing that. That's not fun.
No.
You know, and by the time you get there, you just want to be there and everybody's pissed off and just like, yeah.
It's funny how cars make people cranky.
I know it. Well, I think it's just the close proximity of everybody.
Hey, there's the boss.
I know it. Just come. Is she actually going to come out?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You need a chair.
We're just watching that show.
The Satan show. We were telling everybody how y'all are worshiping Satan on a Sunday.
Devil worshippers.
Come here.
You won't be able to walk into Chick-fil-A.
Hey, did I not just say one of the nicest things in the world about this person here?
Yeah, you did.
About why you're talking about the yard.
Yeah, I know it.
And you said, how can you stand to mow that yard?
And he's like, he said, because he really loves you, and that's the reason why he mows around all that crap. And I was like,
it's a lot to mow.
I said, I envy him because it's awesome looking, because I like all the stuff. You should walk over here on this side so that way, whenever you talk, you're at least going into that microphone there.
Okay.
So that way people can kind of hear you. I mean, you don't have to. And we've got a chair back here if you want to pull
it
up.
Hi, everybody.
There we go.
Now, there's been a lot more trees that have died.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome, though.
It's hit or miss with stuff like
this.
We're
learning what Texas won't kill. Mainly live oaks.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can plant some mesquites and it won't kill that.
Are y'all enjoying doing it?
Oh, yeah.
Really
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually pretty. We had actually had this idea like a long time ago of doing this, but it's always like too hot or too rainy or something
too
like
cold.
That. So it was, or too cold. And
it's
so,
perfect.
Yeah, so it actually just like worked out. And like whenever we were like, we could do it outside. When he said something about doing it out here, I was like, oh, that sounds awesome, man. Let's
so how many child sacrifices have happened on your devil Sabrina show?
None
this time?
Fighting the sacrifices.
Okay.
He hasn't been coughing, has he?
He's coughing a little bit. I tried to feed him around there. Got a sick dog.
Oh, yeah.
But you've been talking about how excited you are to go on your trip.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's talking about all the places he's going to eat. He's making me hungry for it.
I know it. It's Kuma's Corner. You missed it. You'll have to listen.
Heavy
you
metal
have to
burgers.
Ship him one day delivery on some good Chicago pizza.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I told you about that site that does that.
That we're
going to
have to
order Chicago. Have to do that. Get some Giordano's pizza.
You're going
to
get a Chicago dog on the street?
I don't know. I didn't see the Chicago dog vendors on the street, but I am going to I'm going to a game at Wrigley on Wednesday.
Oh, you're gonna get a dog there.
It's supposed to be so cold. Like it's supposed to be like cold and like possibly like raining and snowing. So I told Ashley the other day, I was like, look, dude, like we're going to the game. It's gonna be awesome. But I don't know how long I'm gonna stay. Like it might just be like three innings or something like that. Go in there, sit down. Yeah.
Baseball. Oh, baseball.
That was like the perfect, like, Smiggle. That was like the perfect, like, the answer. Smiggle. Oh, baseball.
Give me
talking about the sports balls?
Yeah. You're talking about the sports balls, man?
The sports balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever saw real snow is when we went to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Dave owes me an apology.
I do owe you an apology because
I was
a
Rangers
wrong.
Fan and I was correct about. They had won. It was 1-1 last
weekend.
We
were 1-1 last weekend, and I thought they were 1-2, and I was wrong.
They ended up being 2-1, so you
and then
actually helped them.
Then they've been like going on like a roll, dude.
They've been
like, they didn't sweep Houston, but they lost. They won the series with Houston 2-1, and then they played Anaheim. I don't know if they won last night. Or I don't know if they played last night, or I know they won the first one against Anaheim on Anaheim's like season opener and stuff like that. So I was like, dude, the Rangers are actually doing good.
Well, you're going to claim the reason Chicago's going to win
World Series.
If the Rangers have a good season, I can say it's because of me.
Yeah,
Deciding to
jump on the bandwagon again.
The boss
and
take me to a baseball game this
and
year.
You can't, well, dude, if y'all go to a baseball game, we should do that.
Yeah.
We should all go.
Take that little microphone, the little hairy. Look at that hairy
Don
microphone.
That, is that the cat you're talking about?
Yeah, it's a dead cat. That's the technical term for it. It looks like Don King, doesn't it? It's like a miniature Don King.
What is it for?
It's a little portable recorder. I was setting that up because I thought we were going to have to use that because I forgot the power cord for the mixer. And so that's the reason why he was in there looking around for probably whatever. And so I'm taking this with me to just record.
Are you just
like,
ask random people.
Yeah, just like while standing in line, like just ask people like if they mind me asking them a few questions, and then of course get their name and where they're from and stuff, and then you know I'm
that's
trying to come
one
up
of
with
the
some
things you had. Okay, you had a couple of questions. You like want at least three questions, and you might be able to help here.
Yeah, so
he had three questions, or he wants to have three questions.
Yeah, like well, the first question is like why Star Wars, like what, and then the second one is like what. Is it that drew you into Star Wars to begin with? You know, and then
favorite movie of the franchise,
just
favorite
character, favorite movie, favorite quote maybe, or something like that. Yeah. Favorite movie, favorite character.
You know what I would ask too is like, aside from Star Wars, what other like things are they fanboys of?
No.
That be interesting.
No. No. We're at
a Star Wars celebration.
Well, I know, but it, like.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Go back inside. Go back in the house.
Yes, sir.
Go watch your.
I might grace you with my presence.
You're always right. Welcome.
You are banished to the
place. Yeah, you are.
I don't want to be around your deviltry in there with your little coven of. Your coven of witches of your sister and.
Hey, I like Harry Potter more, but.
I agree. We have a Harry Potter bedspread.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
have you seen
I'm
the.
Only
Have you seen the? I'll have to send it to you here in a little bit. There was this Harry Potter thing that I read that was like if Harry Potter would have just had like guns and like a bulletproof vest and stuff like that, it would have been a lot quicker of a story or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
like yeah, dude, it's great. I'll send it to you right now while I'm thinking about it.
What was that movie that Steven shared? I've heard about this movie. Is it out? Is it coming out?
I think it comes out on Memorial Day.
And it's imagining if Superman was...
It's basically Superman if he was evil.
Evil.
And I cannot think of the name of it. It starts with a B. It's BB. It's two Bs.
Booperman.
Yeah, Booperbottom.
Booperbottom.
I can't remember.
Badlands.
What the hell was it? And that's what sucks is like it doesn't say the name of it until the end of the blasted trailer that he sent. And I'd seen the trailer before, but I can't remember the blasted name of it now.
Brightburn.
Yes, Brightburn.
Brightburn. It's a pretty interesting concept.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, man. It's really cool concept. And it's kind of like, I don't know, like, remember Superman 2 with Richard Pryor? Is that
I think
the one
so.
Where he, like, Superman, like, he gets all depressed and he goes out and gets drunk and then there's like the mean Superman or whatever that has like the darker colored cape. Like he almost had like a maroon cape and stuff. I just wonder if that's like kind of what this is or whatever.
I don't know. It's good. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm watching that and I'm definitely watching The Joker.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you see the trailer?
No, I haven't. Actually, somebody sent it to me and I still haven't watched it yet.
Trailers, you know, dime a dozen. You never can tell if it's going to be... If it's a tenth of what this is making out to be for the Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And it's Joaquin Phoenix is playing it?
Yes. And awesome. A lot of people are like, Joaquin Phoenix, blah, 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 blah. You know how everybody is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to watch that crap. This is going to be the worst ever.
Worst
you know,
Joker ever.
The dude can act. He can own any role he's ever in. And
oh, yeah.
On. It looks really good. So from what we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
And it might be a piece of dirt. Who knows? But you know, I'm going to give it a chance.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those where people hate it or people love it, I can guarantee you. And I hear that Shazam is really awesome.
I want to see it because it looks
seen
funny.
Shazam. Yeah, it does. It looks really funny. And that's like, I've had two friends that have gone to see Shazam now, and they keep saying that it's really good.
I want to see it. And Paul went to see Captain Marvel, and he said it's great.
Oh, really?
Absolutely awesome.
Okay,
he said.
Cool.
So, lots of good movies out.
I don't know. I don't really care about seeing Captain Marvel. I'll wait and see it whenever it's out on DVD.
That's what we're going to do. I'm sure we'll watch it on Redbox or something like
that. Yeah. Did y'all watch Highwayman yet?
Not yet. Nope. We've been trying to finish up Schitt's Creek, and then my sister-in-law came over, took over the TV. And
Took over.
For the Devil Show.
Yeah.
And the Hannah, the TV on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
The TV series that's associated with the movie Hannah that came out several years ago, which is really good.
Oh, okay.
I got to watch the first couple of episodes. It's really, really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I highly recommend checking it out. I didn't get to finish it because I fell asleep.
Yeah, I watched Highwayman yesterday.
That's got Kevin Costner and
Woody
Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson, and they're you know, I can't think of their characters' names right now, but they're the
they were like the retired Texas Rangers.
Yeah, you know,
right?
Ma Ferguson abolished the Texas Rangers. I think it was like in the 1920s or whatever. In her first tenure as governor of Texas. And then she got reelected. I think it was like 32 or something like that, or 33 or whatever, because she was in there from like 33 to 35 or something. Well, anyways, Bonnie and Clyde were out on the run, and Clyde had broken out of Eastham prison. Work, you know, prison farm basically or whatever.
Yeah.
And so of course they're out on the lam or whatever. And so it's basically the reinstating of the Texas Rangers. And you know, they reinstate these two Texas Rangers to go out on the road to and of course they were still
basically hunting them down and kill them, right?
And of course, like, you know, now like the Texas Rangers are kind of like the FBI. They can go into any state and have
they're like the premier one of the premier law enforcement.
Yeah, yeah. Even though they're a locally owned, I'll say locally owned, they're a state-ran organization, but yet they still have jurisdiction all over the United States, yeah. Basically. So they can go in anywhere and basically arrest some dude, even though they're Texas Rangers. And, like it's kind of one of those things where, you don't really know who they are until you see the badge and the hat, because it's mm-hmm. usually a white cowboy hat and yeah. whatnot. And it's like, oh, that okay, yeah, you're a Texas Ranger. I'm not going to mess with you.
No, yeah. Don't look at him wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was, I will tell you, one of the things that, one of my favorite parts of the movie, and it's so stupid, they're at the sheriff of Dallas, they're at his office or whatever, and they're trying to get a guy that can identify Bonnie and Clyde for him that will know him on site. And he's like, they walk into his office and he's introducing this dude, and he goes, that man over there holding up the Coke machine is whatever his name, I can't think of the character's name right now, but what got me was the fact that he called it a Coke machine, mm-hmm. and it's clearly a Dr. Pepper machine, but as we all know,
growing up, that's what we called it. Any soda was a Coke.
And so, like, and that's one of the things. So, like, it's a purpose thing. So anybody out there that's in another country or another state or whatever, and you watch Highway Man, and they're like, but it clearly says Dr. Pepper on the machine. Why does he say Coke? Because that's the Texas thing to do. Is like,
that's strange, though, isn't it? Because Dr. Pepper is from
Waco.
Waco.
Yeah, Dublin.
And you would have thought it would have had a much bigger impact on
people. Yeah, like you would figure people would have said, hey, you want a Dr. Pepper, and mean like anything
and hand
else.
You a Coke. Yeah,
yeah, because like what you'll walk into somebody's house and 90% of the time it'll be like, hey, you want something to drink or whatever, and that's exactly how it comes out. You don't say the T on want, it's want. Hey, you want something to drink? Yeah. Like you won't do it. And like, you know, they'll be like, oh yeah, you know, well, you want a Coke or whatever, something like that. But really what they'll say, like, you want a Coke or something? And they'll be like, oh, well, yeah, blah, blah, blah. What do you have or whatever? And they'll be like, oh, well, we got Dr. Pepper, we got water, we got some sweet tea or whatever. But you cannot even have Coca-Cola in your house. But it'll be like, hey, you want a Coke or something?
Yeah. It's kind of like I was watching Bourdain earlier. He's in Thailand, and this particular region of Thailand, it's like when you see somebody, you say, have you had rice today?
Oh, really?
And basically what you're saying is, how's it going?
Oh.
Because if you haven't eaten or had rice yet, that means you're having a really bad day. And it doesn't even mean, have you eaten rice? It means, how's it going?
That's cool.
It's weird how language and culture kind of shifts things over generations to where originally it meant, have you eaten something today?
Becomes something else. That's actually really neat. That's kind of kind of cool.
Huh. All things tied to Bourdain for me. So.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, no, I really dug it. I really dug Highway Man, though. Like, it was cool. I had a buddy of mine. He was like, man, I thought it was boring. And off or whatever.
Did they focus a lot on Bonnie and Clyde, or was it mostly just tracking?
It was mostly tracking and about, tracking and them about and the characters.
Shows
the, like, you don't really see Bonnie and Clyde very much. Like, it'll cut to them, like, blasting, like, some poor police officer in the face. And it doesn't get, like, super gory or anything like that.
Yeah.
And there's, like, not really all that harsh language in it either.
Really?
As far as I remember. So, like, as in kid-friendly, I would say, like, you know, if you don't mind your kids seeing stuff like that, then that's fine. Like, I don't see any, like, really harsh language or anything. I don't remember too much harsh language. But, of course, it's supposed to be in, like, 1934, you know. So,
right.
You know.
Dave approved. That's the new thing we're going to start having. Dave approved.
There we go. I dug it. Like, I really dug it a lot, man. And I will probably watch it again just because, like, I enjoyed it that much.
We saw that while we were trying to work our way through the ending of Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Again, not profanity. That's not how it's spelled.
It's C-H-I-T-E-S. Right.
We saw that. And it's like, that looks really good.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to hit that up.
Yeah, you should, man.
I like, you know, that Texas has a long history of being a good place for people to hide out, especially in the early 19th, late 19th, early 20th century. It's a lot easier to hide.
Oh, yeah.
In these rural areas. And from all the way from here, all the way back to where you live, I mean, Sam Bass, there's rumors of the James brothers and the Youngers coming down here in the aftermath of the Civil War when things got a little hot. They'd come down here in like around the Sherman-Denison area, all the way over to Bolivar, where my grandmother was born. They had friends, and they would just kind of hang out. And then I think Frank James ended up living in Dallas later on.
Yeah, and I think one of the I've always heard the Pilot's Knob, that hill there, mm-hmm. just south of Denton, was where the bass, Sam Bass and his like group or whatever, that was basically like their hideout, like yeah. where they hid out at. And you know,
it makes sense because it's high ground; they could see anybody coming
oh,
from
God,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's called Pilot's Knob now is because it's like the distance from it to the municipal airport in Denton. If you can see that, then you can fly. Is what it is.
And you see that hill right behind me?
Yeah. The one with the tower?
I almost said the name of it. Cause I'm not going to say the name of it because that would actually tell you people exactly where I live. I don't want to do that.
I'll pause it real fast.
Indian leader that lived here in this area.
Oh.
And this was his place. Yeah.
Really?
Where he would camp out up there. And the legend is that he would watch for people traveling around, go steal their horses.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to them, and then they'd be kind of like, oh, we don't have our horses, and he'd like ride up with his people and like, oh,
I got
the Comanches got your horses, I'll go get them for you, I'm brave, I'll go. And so he'd go hang out for a while, show up with the horses, and then he'd get a reward for bringing back the horses that he stole.
Yeah,
it's really clever. That's one of the stories about him. I could actually go on a lot about him
because
I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah.
I don't want people to track me down and steal my.
All I know is he's got a really rough road.
Yeah, it's a very rough road.
Did they ever plow it or grade it or anything like that?
No, I have.
It seemed like it had been whenever I pulled up just a second ago, but of course I come in from the short way.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like getting a crap beat out of me going from the other direction.
It's one of the hazards of rural life.
Yeah.
In my precinct, they don't do anything.
Yeah, so. You know.
Less about boring stuff like that and more about what else is exciting, Dave?
Oh, packing. Packing's not really exciting. Like, I keep going through the, like, the
what whole, all are you taking?
I'm just taking myself and a bunch of clothes. I'm taking my poster. I did wind up purchasing. I wound up buying my autographs from Julian Glover and John Morton.
Nice.
I didn't wind up buying those. I got them both on Friday, but unfortunately, like, one of them is like group one on Friday for John Morton, so that's like 11 o'clock in the morning. And hopefully, I'll get pulled for the episode 9 panel. Hopefully, I'll get pulled in the lottery for that.
When do you find out?
I don't think we'll find out till like the day before. I think actually, like the day the convention starts on that Thursday is whenever I'll find out. I know the signups were supposed to shut off on April the 4th, and they extended them. I think they're actually officially shut off now for the lotteries. I think I'm not.
That was my dog.
I know it was. That's why I'm laughing so much.
Oh,
because
my God, Goober, just sit down, bud. It's all right.
Well, he was laying down when it happened.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
He's
old. I hope that came through on the microphones.
It probably did.
Just a great.
Like, do I acknowledge that just happened?
Right? Oh God, yeah, you have to. You can't not, because I immediately started laughing. Like, oh man, I don't know why farts are so funny. But anyways, so I pre-purchased both those autographs. So I've got to take my poster, and of course, like I've got another poster too, besides the big lightsaber one that I got a couple of years ago. I've got another one that will easily fit in my luggage. So I got to take the poster down at some point in time and then open up that frame and pull that out and get it loaded into the poster tube. But then again, I've also got a bunch of artwork in there from the last one that I've got to take out, and I'll probably do all that tomorrow.
Did you ever get a chance to finish listening to Best of the Rest?
No, I didn't.
You need to, because they go into really good detail about all the adventures they had at C2E2.
Okay.
And Dennis goes into pretty good description, because I sent you the soldier showed you the pictures, but
yeah,
the depth of detail that he went into describing exactly what those prints were.
Oh, okay.
I didn't notice some of the stuff that came with it, like a cell from the movie.
Oh, see, I didn't see that either.
That kind of stuff, I think,
that's
was with
cool.
it. And he talks about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool.
And he even references how you've talked about how McCrory's autograph changed over time, so like looking which kind of auto.
He's got one of the good ones. It's like the full, like his is like the full Ralph McQuarrie or whatever and stuff like that. So because he did like three, and you know, in the later years, and I think he had Parkinson's. I'm not 100% sure, but like his, you know, it was real shaky, and so he just wrote RMQ.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas at the beginning, it was writing out the entire full name, and it was Ralph McQuarrie or whatever. You know, so it definitely has variations and stuff. And I don't know if that does anything to the price or the value or anything like that of any of the prints or whatnot. I just think his work is freaking awesome, especially like notable ones like that. The one that he got, like the X-Wings and stuff.
It's beautiful.
Oh, dude, it's great. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's amazing. So, yeah, I'm actually hoping that vendor's there, because that vendor's there. I'm definitely going to pick something up, because those things are freaking beautiful. I gotta take my poster down, roll up my poster, throw that in a tube, pack it, and of course, just regular packing. And like, you know, you had asked me, everybody keeps asking me, like, have you packed yet? It's like, no, I can't pack yet because I don't have enough clothes to pack. Like,
you're wearing your clothes.
What I've got.
You don't
on
have
right
to pack,
now.
Just put a couple of extra shirts on. It's gonna be cold anyhow, so you can just wear all your shirts.
Oh my God. Yeah. And that's the thing, man. Like, it's supposed to be like kind of cold and kind of raining. And like, there's one day that's calling for like wintry mix and all like this crap, and I'm just like, oh.
You're gonna hopefully you'll take lots of pictures and share and send back to me. And you're gonna be taking this little
I'm gonna be taking a little recorder like
that
I said.
Adam's loaned to you mm-hmm. with a Don King haircut on it, and you're gonna talk to people in line.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to people in line. I just wanna try to like my idea is I kinda like I you know, if people want like audio from like the panels and stuff like that, like, I can't guarantee that.
No.
But I can bring you maybe a little bit of the experience of, like, what it's like to stand in line. Even though, like, everybody hates standing in line. Nobody likes standing in line. But, like, at something like Celebration, like I've said it before, it's like, it's not like you're having a good time, but it's at least, like, not a grueling stance, like, nobody's talking, blah, 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 everybody hates this or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you at least like make friends and friendships and stuff like that while standing in line, you know. So, and in fact, my friend Marianne that's going with us, she was saying the other day, she's like, I refuse to pay money for something that I've got to stand in line for. And I'm like, enjoy Celebration, because, and that's what's funny is like, she's actually been to Celebration before, but like, it's like, you know, that's just how it goes. You're going to have to stand in line to get stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she was wanting the Del Rey's got some books that would have like limited, you know, exclusive covers,
dust jackets, and
you know, dust jackets for books that they'll be selling that I think they're out right now or whatever. But, you know, they'll have exclusive dust jackets for the books there at Celebration or whatnot. And a lot of times also they'll have like the authors there autographing the books at the same time also neat. Like they had Timothy Zahn at the last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had Timothy Zahn. There was like a new Thrawn book that was released, and they had a limited cover run there and blah blah blah. So yeah, it's kind of neat, man. And that's the thing, man, like there's so many things. Like I was just looking at like the merchandise is going to be in like the Celebration store, just the Celebration store alone. Like I was looking at it, I was like, yeah, I'm going to probably be dropping like couple of hundred dollars in there just because. And it's like just the tiki mug itself, like, yeah. I want it so bad. It's this stupid Rancor tiki mug with the tiny little Luke tiki mug that's in his hands,
mm-hmm.
and that alone is like $60. You know, t-shirts are like $25 to $30, just depends. Like if you wear a 2X, it's a $30 t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like $29.95 or whatever, and it's like, you might as well just say $30, man.
Come on, it's not really $5 like, worth of material.
Yeah, exactly.
For people that like us that do the 2X and up.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. But anyways, but like there's just a bunch of really cool stuff. Like there's a couple of really neat shirts, you know, and that's just in the Celebration store. You
yeah.
know?
But who knows what you'll find on the actual floor.
Yeah, and
that's
the thing, like what you were talking about, like with the comic books and stuff like that. I was looking, there's a cat there underneath my truck. I was like, please don't leap up and in there, because I don't want to have to worry about you whenever I go to leave. I don't think he will.
We'll double check.
He's probably looking for that spider that I brought y'all.
Oh, yeah.
The dude, like, I was surprised, man. Like, he stayed on the front of my truck the entire drive out here. Yeah. Like, I kept looking at him as, like, he's going to fly off at some point in time. And then he kept on hanging on. At this point, like, I don't like spiders. I hate spiders. But at one point in time, I was like, dude, come on, buddy. We're almost there. You've got this.
You can make it.
This is going to be paradise for you, because there's going to be lots of places for you to roam and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah. I was like, that's pretty awesome. I bet that cat's like sniffing all the other cats.
Probably. It's like, oh,
Right.
What the heck is going on here?
Should have brought a couple of those out here to y'all.
You're welcome to. Yeah. We can. I welcome the outside wild cats because they kill all the mice.
You
and
know
rats.
They wind up in the house at some point in time.
No, they won't. I've got two.
Yeah.
You're going to have a blast, man.
Dude, it's going to be so much
fun.
And
you're going to try to at least release once, if not more.
Hey, you got somebody turning up the driveway.
Oh, it's Dan Clifton. Oh, no.
I wonder if Dan Clifton would sit down and talk with us for a second.
I don't know if you really want him to, but...
I don't see why not, man. That'd be awesome.
All right, hit pause.
All right.
Barely.
You should pull up a chair and record with us for a second,
no,
man.
No, I got to go take care. I got some stuff to do, and then I got to go start mixing feed.
You could have already done it.
Yeah.
For the last 20 minutes you've been here.
I know, right? What? Checking that invisible watch. What's the time say on that invisible watch there?
2:15.
That's awesome. There you go.
What time is it?
2:06.
I didn't miss it by much.
Well, all right, man. Take it easy, Dan.
All the irises are starting to bloom.
Yeah.
Mine ain't.
Yeah.
I got one lousy bloom.
Really? I got the shoots on mine are starting to stick up, but none of them opened up yet.
I don't even got no shoots.
Really? They must not like you.
Last year they was just solid blooms.
Yeah. Now I give them some time.
Y'all had fun.
All right, man. Yeah. Take it easy, Dan. I think I was off pause about a minute ago because I was trying to get a little bit of him talking.
Good.
I was like,
I was a little bit, and I was like, dang, I wish you'd have hit record.
Ah, dude, there's so many times I just wanted to take it off pause. I was just like, I should just do it. Just do it. Just take it off pause. I wish you would have sat down and talked with us just for a little bit because that was awesome.
He's an unbelievable character because he won't drive to Bowie or Nocona for a pizza, but yeah. He'll spend all day long just driving up the dirt roads and just driving around.
Oh, really?
I ran into a guy in St. Joe one time and said, you seen somebody in this white Ford truck? I'm like, oh, God. And this is like 6 miles away from here.
Yeah.
He comes by every night. I'm like, that's my cousin. Don't worry about him. He just likes to drive around. So he'll drive 30 miles a day, but he won't drive 15 to town.
To town to pick up a pizza for dinner or whatever.
And I kid you not, 2 days ago he was like, my wife was talking about a movie we'd watch. I ain't got no use for no movie that ain't got John Wayne in it. Last movie I saw had Clint Eastwood.
No,
he's been out here.
He's been out here for like the past 20 minutes.
I ain't watching. If it ain't got John Wayne in it, I ain't got no use to it. I go home at night and I watch Hogan's Heroes and I fall asleep. If it ain't Totino's Pizza, I ain't eating it. Or that or Domino's. Nothing else is good enough.
Domino's.
Monica's in there saying it like he's going to hear you.
I love him. He's a character. You know, Dukes of Hazzard might have been the finest piece of TV work ever done in my book.
Have y'all got him on the podcast?
I tried to.
He
wouldn't sit down. I didn't take it off pause because we paused it, and I took it off pause while he was standing out here.
Should have had it on the whole time because it's like, what the heck is that crap?
Oh, dude, he was pulling up. He was pulling up. He was registering for sure.
Why you waste your money on all this stuff?
Yeah.
But this is normal Dan Clifton. It's like, if it ain't something that interests him, it's a waste of time, and
yeah.
God bless America.
Why are you talking bad about it when we're out here doing it, dude?
Not Star Wars. I don't think I've ever seen a Star Wars movie.
Y'all should come around over here to this side.
What are you drinking? Got a juice?
Yes. Yeah, I bought a juice.
Hair of the dog?
Jesus juice.
Yeah.
Come here, Brianna.
So she's just laying in the planter, well,
the boss
huh?
is back.
Yeah.
You're being recorded again.
Yeah. Bump that level up.
Come here, Brianna.
Why is everybody so scared to come talk?
I know. They don't like you.
I know. That's what it is. It's me that scares them off.
She's not. She's enjoying it.
Oh, it's my jewel.
Oh.
I'll make it. I'll make you famous.
I thought I did.
Yeah. This is like the most derailed episode ever.
It's all right. It's good.
We're about to do a Ghost Pepper Challenge.
Oh, that's right.
if you're up to it.
You got the ADD from going on the trip.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to keep my thoughts straight.
Ah.
Ghost pepper salsa challenge.
Dude, let's do it.
You going to do it on the...
We're going to do it here in a minute.
On the recording?
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's the whole point.
Bring it out?
No, I'll get it set up here in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. We should have.
We'll make a point of cornering him. He comes up here, and Dave's the first day thing. Dave's, we'll pull up and say, "What are y'all doing?" And he's like, "Dave's like, we're just recording our podcast. Why don't you pull up a chair? I ain't got time. I got to work."
Yeah, and then stands out here and talks for 20 minutes. I should have just taken it off pause.
You should have. I looked at you, kind of like,
yeah.
Anyhow. He's talking crap about the Nocona brewery that we went to yesterday and the pizza. He's asking about the pizza place. He's like, "Well, is it good?" I'm like, "It's really good, but you'd hate it."
Because it's not.
I said, "Well, is it like Domino's?" I'm like, "No, it's not Domino's pizza." "Well, Domino's is the best." I'm like, "No, it's not." "No, it's not." There are certain things that you kind of got to break out of your little.
I can't do Domino's, man. I can't.
Got to
break
out of it. There's better things in life than Totino's and John Wayne.
If I'm going to spend
God
money,
bless John Wayne.
If I'm going to spend money on pizza like that, then I'll just go out and buy a frozen pizza or go to Little Caesars and spend $5 for the hot and ready or whatever. You know, I'm not going to buy Domino's, man.
No.
No, we did a crappy $2 pizza and then put fresh basil and olive oil over
it. You trick it up.
It was so good.
Seasonings.
Yeah,
dude. If you got basic thing, that's okay.
Yeah.
If you got know how to season it and put some good fresh stuff on it.
Yeah.
And more like mozzarella cheese. Those were good.
Oh, yeah.
If you season
well,
it right.
Well, it's like, man, like I said, man, you can just get just a regular Red Baron. You know, for like $3 from Walmart. Get a regular Red Baron for $3 from Walmart. Get it out of the oven, sprinkle a little bit of garlic salt on it. Dude, you're good to go. That's all. That's all. Just church it up a little bit.
Batter some ghost pepper salsa.
No,
yeah.
You weirdo.
Go back to your devil music.
Going in my devil movie.
Devil movie. Devil woman.
Watch, as soon as she steps inside the house, she's going to grow horns again.
Yeah.
I see him.
Nah, we're good. We're about to torment ourselves.
Yeah. Y'all can sit down and talk for a second.
I might.
She's doing good. This
is
more,
right?
She's actually.
I got nothing to say.
Oh, you have plenty to say.
We don't have
most
anything
of the time.
To say, but we sit here.
Last time I was out here, y'all kicked me back inside.
Because you were being a devil woman.
I see horns growing out of her head.
Get
right
back
now.
Inside.
Yeah.
Go back where you belong. I don't know if anything makes sense anymore.
I don't think it does. I say we just it's typical. Typical 2BT just having
I've
fun.
I've lost complete train.
I
thought
know.
Where we were, what we were
it's
talking about.
It's been awesome.
About.
Man, God bless. I'm just so disappointed in myself. I should have taken it off pause a long time ago and just recorded Dan Clifton.
And I know I sound like I'm picking on him, but that's how he sounds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I work with him. He and I work together on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
Love him like a brother, like I do you and Steve.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, he's so intransient. Intransigent. Is that the word?
I think so.
He's like stuck in a time capsule.
Yeah.
Like his height of his, what he loves is Married with Children and Archie Bunker were his heroes.
Yeah.
And I used to sit and tell him, you know, Archie Bunker, the actor, played that role to... That's not the. He's not holding that Archie Bunker character up to be a standard that you should admire.
Yeah.
And he's like, "What?" I'm like, "No." He's showing how wrong this is to have these bigoted ideas and being closed minded. He's like, the whole show that was about like pushing the boundaries and trying to open people's eyes to things that are wrong with American society. No, he's got it figured out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Al Bundy, Archie Bunker.
Yeah,
and Hogan, that guy that died a horrible death because I don't even get into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are your role models.
I just kind of wonder if he knows that about the guy that played Hogan from Hogan's Heroes.
I think he does.
Okay,
it's kind of. I loved that show growing up, Hogan's Heroes. I loved it, but then I found that out about him. I think I even watched a movie about his life with Greg Kinnear.
Oh yeah,
and Willem Dafoe were in it, and it's like I got it. I didn't know the history, and then I was like, "Whoa, this dude is into some really." Weird stuff.
Oh yeah,
and ended up getting murdered over it.
Something
and,
like that.
Yeah. It's like I can't go back and watch those shows, thinking, "Man, you're a bad guy for back then."
Right? Yeah. No. Exactly, man. That's freaking awesome. Oh man. Let's do that ghost pepper salsa all challenge because we're running it right at an hour right now. So
really, it seems longer.
Well, it's because we paused for so long.
Okay, hit pause. I'll go get it set up.
All right,
and we'll.
All right, we are
okay.
We are back recording again.
So
we have
picked this up at
Allsup's hand packed, extremely hot. Ghost chili salsa.
Distributed by Allsup's convenience stores, Clovis, New Mexico.
Okay.
And a lot of people probably don't know what an Allsup's is, but probably it's pretty much standard from here all the way through to New Mexico.
Yeah, all I'm saying is if you ever see an Allsup's, you stop and get yourself a burrito, man.
Beef and bean burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Or just a bean burrito.
Yeah. It'll clear you out.
Yeah, everything in that store does. And just talking about clearing you out.
Oh, yeah?
Open it up there. Take a little whiff. Smell the bouquet.
Oh, wow. That's...
On there too tight?
Well, it's got a little bit of dew on it, so let's see here. There we go.
There you go.
Got the pop.
We got some...
Oh, wow.
It's.
Oh, wow, dude. That smells really good.
It tastes so good. God. Just wait. It tastes so good.
Dude, that made my mouth water, like, instantly.
Yeah,
like,
it's
holy
delicious.
Holy crap.
It's the best... I'm going to let you open up the chips.
All right.
Got some yellow round tortilla chips.
So everybody knows, as Michael says, nothing's been tampered with.
I haven't tampered with anything to make it biased or anything like that.
Open up the chips here. So we just open up the hot sauce. We open up the chips.
So I propose we just proceed using the dip method because I guarantee you that if you were to scoop, you'd be done in the first bite.
I never scoop anyways, man. I'm a dipper.
We're not doing any double dipping, so we're not putting our... faces in the salsa, as George Costanza would say.
All right, so
we're just going to do a little bit of that. Take a bite. It's delicious.
It is, man. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, wow, yeah. It's already starting.
Got some heat?
Yeah. It's that tingle.
That's starting to tingle in your cheeks?
Yeah. Well, it's on the tongue, like there towards the back of the tongue right now.
Okay, going
on the tip.
Number two.
Yep.
I got to break this.
Oh, is it too wide?
Yep.
How dare you get too wide of chips, man? That's just ridiculous. I thought you were prepared, Michael.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe that flavor.
I don't either.
Kind of a sweet.
It's good. Yeah. Definitely has a sweet beginning to it.
And then that burn starts.
I was cautious. I was afraid I dripped it on the mixer.
Oh, don't want to do that. It'll burn a hole in it.
Yeah, right. All right, yeah, now it's starting to come to the front of the mouth.
Yep. Eventually the sweat's going to pop.
I can see where that's like habit forming, though.
Uh-huh.
Because that's really good.
Yeah. This is a point the other day I was enjoying some so much that I just did a giant scoop.
Oh, wow.
In like 15 minutes of this. Oh, I can start. I'm starting to feel it. The burn.
Oh, yeah.
The burn is starting.
Yeah, the burn is starting. Now the entire mouth is coated. It was just at the back, and now it's like it moved to the front. It's now on the tip of the tongue. And towards the middle now.
But it's not.
And the roof of my mouth is
it's
like.
It's not bad yet.
No, it's just, not bad. Like, it's just like, it's letting you know that it's there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. I'm getting a little bit of perspiration starting up here.
I was just checking. It feels like it, but I don't think I have
it. Yeah, I'm doing it right up here.
Where I got a do-over on mine because that one I didn't fold in half.
Oh, okay.
This one's like almost like a little perfect taco.
That would be perfect.
Right?
Wait, are you one ahead of me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got to catch back up. I'm going to do a scoop.
Oh, wow. You're going for the money there.
Oh, God.
Woo. Yeah, that one got me just in.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one might actually fit. All right, so I'm going to do a scoop also.
Okay.
All right.
Starting to hurt a little bit. Like the pleasure of eating the chips and salsa is kind of going away, and I'm just got a fire on my...
Like, my lip is burning over here on the side where, like...
Oh, you got to avoid the lip.
Yeah. Yeah, Ooh. That's hot.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's hot.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Oh, hell. Oh, you just went for another scoop.
Uh-huh. Hey, man, I'm a vet.
All right, here we go. This is a good half chip also, so we're going with another scoop.
Oh. Now when you inhale and you feel that fire going down your throat.
What's awesome, though?
Yeah.
Is my allergies were starting to kick up near the middle
no,
of this.
No, this will clear everything
we're sitting
out.
Outside. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's clear. Yeah, it's hot.
No, I'm breaking out in a sweat right there. I don't know if you can see it. I literally have sweat.
Yeah.
I
don't have... I've got some. Yep. Yep. There it is.
The next one or two is going to make it pop on you.
Oh, it's popping right now.
Yeah. You might win this. I don't know if I can... I'm going to go for another one.
Yep.
That's a good
I'm
one.
Tempted to get a drink of my water, but I know that's just going to make it worse.
That will make it worse. That's why I'm not drinking my soda here. I did a big scoop.
My chip broke, so... All right. So you did a big scoop.
Woo, yeah. If you have sinus problems, this will fix you.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. I can see the sweat on you now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can feel it. This is like... It's so nice and cool outside, but yet I'm...
Sweating. Oh, wow. Yeah. You breathe and it feels like the fire's... I feel like I'm going to do a dragon here in just a second.
Going for another.
I don't know if I can do much more.
We need to wrap the show up because we're not going to be able to talk
I know
here pretty
it, right?
soon.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and start wrapping up right now. Hey, everybody. Do us a favor. Go by www.nerdylegion.com/audible. Sign up for your 1 month free and 2 free books. You don't have to keep the subscription, but you get to keep the
Woo!
Books.
Oh, yeah. You can get those Audible books. And my selection this month, I went with a 44-hour course.
Woo!
44-hour history of the United States.
Yeah.
Done by like three professors at some elite colleges, and they're really, really good.
Yeah.
And I went with that, and I'm also working through The Dying Grass by William T. Volman.
We're going to be working through The Dying Mind.
I made a mistake last week saying it's 33 hours. It's 54 hours.
Oh,
that
wow.
That one novel.
Oh, wow.
And I love it. He goes into great detail about he really inhabits Chief Joseph and his wives and the people, General Howard, just the whole, everything going on. It's really an amazing piece of work. Ooh, God.
I'm glad you saved the hot sauce for the end.
Yeah, I was going to do it at the beginning, and I'm like, I probably shouldn't do that.
Get a drink of water.
Yeah. I'm going to call this a draw, because I think...
either way, it was enjoyable.
We did well.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to stop and get a jar of that on the way home.
You can have that.
Sure?
Yeah, it's easy for me to get some.
Okay. Because that's awesome. Yeah, I don't have an all sub, some crumb. Like, the nearest one, I think, is in Justin or something like that. Whew, yeah.
Okay. The sweat.
Yep.
Is profuse.
Yep, my tongue is hurting.
You okay? Yeah. What's your selection for the month?
I'm still going to go with Last Kingdom. I did get the last book on that, or the next book on that, which is, I can't think of the name of it right now. I downloaded it. I have not begun to listen to it because I was afraid. I didn't want to start it and then go on vacation, be away on vacation
it
for 2 weeks.
It hurts to breathe through my mouth.
Yeah, dude, it's really hurting my tongue right now.
Talking makes it worse.
Right. It is Sword Song is the name of the book. So it's The Last Kingdom Sword Song. It's the fourth book in The Last Kingdom. Haven't listened to it yet, but the third book was so good, I cannot wait to start this one. But that was my pick for this month. If you like the show, help us grow. Go by, rate us, and write a review.
We like 5 ghost peppers.
Yeah, just be kind. We like 5 stars. Go by, follow us on Twitter.
Yep.
2BT show.
At 2BT show.
I almost gave you the Gmail address. I'm working off the cuff here. I don't have a script or anything like that.
And your mouth is on fire.
And my nose is running like crazy.
You look
man.
Like you're about to cry, Dave. Like,
my eyes are kind of. Oh yeah, no, I'm good. Like it's oh, it's so good though.
It is.
I want to put that in a burrito or a freaking taco or something. Yeah, my glasses are fogging over.
It doesn't take much, but it does add a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Whew. Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyways,
I'll go listen to. Try to find Save the World. Me and Paul just released our third episode where we talk about fun stuff instead of other stuff that we've been depressing about the first two episodes.
And you found a box of baseball cards.
Yeah,
man.
I did.
That's awesome. Go by listen to Best of the Rest. Check out Best of the Rest.
Best of the Rest
from Nerdy Legion.
Between you and me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Best of the Rest might be my favorite.
Oh, really?
Podcast, because I just love listening to Dennis and Jay talk.
Yeah, I was
so
listening.
Much.
I was listening to that one and the actual Nerdy Legion podcast the other day.
Well, yeah, it's hard to beat Nick and Martin too. But
yeah, it was fun. We were talking about the days and making a poopy at work or something like that, or pee-pee at work.
They've got some. They got some unique. Things that they like to talk about sometimes.
You know, no, I was like, man, I need to be in on this conversation.
Was this the one where the guy destroyed the toilet and then locked the door and had it all planned out, locked the key in there? He found out who it was.
Oh, he did? Yeah. I didn't get to finish that one. Like I said, I started listening to both, and then I was like kind of flipping back and forth.
Oh, God.
I think Michael needs to get up and run around the yard for a second.
No, I'm going for another one.
Oh, you're going for another one? All right. I'll match you. At 2BT Show, at 2BT Show on Twitter, or guess what? The Gmail is the same. It's just the number 2BTShow@gmail.com. The number 2BTShow@gmail.com. With that being said, I'm David.
I'm Michael.
2BT.
On fire.
Signing out.
Adios. So it goes.
Yeah. I thought it would be a good idea to try to end that with that. Ooh. Then I realized I still had something to say.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com.